Hello everybody, welcome back to Cycling Well, your cycling informant. Today it's another betting podcast, hot on the heels of last week's overwhelming success in Umlaut, where I correctly predicted the winner, Davide Ballerini, at a rather lovely 16-1. So this week we're looking at Strada Bianche, which is on Saturday over in Italy in Siena, a race which can be called a monument by us fans, but technically it's not a monument, but who cares about that. This week has been spent mostly looking at the weather forecast and praying that we have some rain. Unfortunately, it's the opposite. The rain dances didn't work. It's going to be a nice sunny day over in Siena, quite nice temperature-wise, kind of 11, 12, 13, 14 degrees, which is rather pleasant, much warmer than Scotland is most of the time. Wind, it's going to be not too bad. You're talking wind of between 15 and 20 kilometres per hour. It's going to be a tailwind for the last 35 kilometres, which is good news for those who want to attack. There is a slight chance of some crosswind action, but we would need the wind to actually be a little bit stronger than what it's currently forecast. But remember, some of those white roads are absolutely wide open. It won't take much of a wind to put some people in the gutter. So keep an eye on the weather forecast. If the wind increases a little bit, there is a chance we could see some crosswind fun. The route, exact same as normal, peppered with the white roads, same sectors. There's no point changing this race. It is beautiful. Strategy. Okay. The winner of this race is usually a puncturer. It has never been a pure climber. They've been a little bit close, and this year we potentially have a climber who could possibly win it, but we're normally looking for a puncher. Wout van Aert won it last time. I actually correctly predicted him as well. He's back. Strategy-wise, looking at it, we have three overwhelming favourites, and the bookies cannot separate them. So we've got Matthew van der Poel, Wout van Aert, Julian Alaphilippe, and they're all about the 4-1 mark. They are the big three. I can see quite clearly why the bookies have marked them out. 4-1 is actually not too bad value. Both Wout van Aert and Matthew van der Poel are coming with relatively weak teams. They will probably not have much assistance in the later half of the race, which could be very, very significant. So Matthew van der Poel obviously went for a crazy big attack in Kerna, 80k's in the leg, caught with 2k's to go, insane ride. Then he goes to Le Samin, where he rides with half a handlebar and still manages to follow Seneschal, sets his teammate up for the win. Clearly he has good legs. Wout van Aert, we don't know. So he did his cyclocross season, he was quite successful. He then went to altitude for 3 weeks, came back down on Monday. Sources tell me that he is going very, very well. In the press, the coaches have been saying, well, he's maybe not 100%, he's maybe focusing on the later races. Don't buy it, Wout van Aert's going to be ridiculously strong. He wants to retain his title. Alaphilippe, very good in Provence, second place. Umlaut, nice and strong, went for what seemed like a bit of a crazy attack. I'm not quite sure what he was going for there. However, it worked out fine because he allowed his teammate Ballerini to sit up and he got the win. So the attack maybe didn't make a lot of sense at the time to me, but it still yielded a win for Quickstep. So it was a good attack in the end up. So three massive favourites and then everybody else kind of on the outside. You'd be quite brave to go for somebody who wasn't one of those big three. But the big three, the odds aren't overly generous, so it would take quite a big bet to get enough of a win to make it worthwhile, I would say. Can you back Wout van Aert when his team is weak? Can you back Van der Poel when his team is weak? Think back to Gent-Wevelgem. They looked at each other. They marked each other out. Will that happen again? Or will they just agree to ride nice and hard, drop everybody else and go to the finish together? We don't know at this stage. That's the beauty of the race. Team strength. Quickstep. The current Quickstep. Oh my goodness. What a team they have at this race. It is miles stronger than anybody else. They are here with Askren, Devenans, Alaphilippe, Almeida, Ballerini, Seri, Stiba. Seven of the best riders in this peloton are all on the same team. That gives them an enormous advantage over the other squads. We have seen how Quickstep use this to their advantage in normally the Belgian races, but they can do it here. The key to this race is having enough domestiques once you get into the finale of the race. So once you get over the Monte Santa Maria segment, that is where you can make your numbers count. So if they have four riders at that point of the race in the front group, where you'll be lucky if other teams have maximum of two, Quickstep will win the race. If they only have two, the same as some of the other squads, then the rider with the best legs is going to win. Quickstep will ride and try to ensure they have multiple riders in that front group. Asgreen, very good legs in Kurna. Devin Innes was looking good in France. Alaphilippe, mentioned before, lovely and strong. Almeida, going really well in the UAE Tour. Ballerini, rider of the moment. Peter Seri, nice and reliable. And Zdenek Stiba, former winner. They have all the bases covered, and I can see them having a lot of riders in that front group. Once it reduces down to maybe about 20 or 25, they could have four, they could potentially even have five. Once they get into that position, they're masters at it. They will attack, attack, attack. They will get a rider, two riders up the road, forcing everybody else into chasing. Alaphilippe can sit in the peloton, saving his energy. If then Van der Poel and Van Aert attack to get across to that front group, Alaphilippe can sit on the wheels, go across with them, and then when the time is right, go over the top. That is the tactic. I see it nice and clear. Will the tactic work? We'll have to wait and see. But it really does depend on them making sure they have enough representation in the front group after Monte Santa Maria. It is up to the other squads to stop that from happening, which means that they have to ride the early sectors hard in order to try and slim the bunch right down, same as last year, where the front group did not contain more than one rider per team. And then the strongest man won. So it's up to Wout van Aert, it's up to Matthew van der Poel to make this race hard and make it go early. It's not up to the other riders, because those two are the massive big favourites. Basically, it's those two versus Quickstep. That's how I see it in my mind, and that's how I'm going to play it from a betting point of view. I've thought long and hard about this. There are options. You could bet the same stake on Van der Poel, Van Aert and Alaphilippe, 5 points each, and hope that one of them win, and it will give you a return of 2-1. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of that. To get odds of 2-1, I think the risk is probably too much. Then you can look for value, okay? So you could look at Pidcock at 12-1. Not a hope in hell that Pidcock's winning this race. He is a sensational talent, but he is too young. He's too inexperienced coming against these big, strong riders. The winner of this race normally has form. The person with the best form in the peloton just now is Pogacar. Will he win it? Will he be the first climber to do so? I wouldn't put it past him. He's used to breaking rules. He's used to being a jaw-droppingly brilliant cyclist. Given how he rode in the UAE Tour, he could do it. Fuglsang, 18-1. For me, he's not in top form yet. He does go well in this race. However, he's just not quite there. Or could you go with the man of the moment, Mollema? 25-1. Won on Wednesday. Superb early season form. However, this race doesn't really scream Bauke Mollema to me. So how will I go about my betting strategy for this race? As I said, I've thought long and hard about this one. I think I'm almost on the point of being beaten here, because I really am unsure how to take on Van der Poel, Van Aert and Alaphilippe. So what I'm doing is I am resorting to an old favourite of mine, which is to back Quickstep riders. I'm looking at the domestics of Quickstep. I am backing a particular theory, and that theory is Quickstep have multiple riders in the front group. They attack, they get away, there's no cooperation in the peloton, nobody chases, and they are gone. Now, obviously, that's maybe a little bit thin in terms of a strategy. So I'm not going to commit too many points to this. I was almost on the verge of a no bet. I've forced myself into going for 3 points. 3 points is all I'm going to commit to this. And the reasoning behind that is those top three riders are so strong, but so hard to pick one compared to the others. So I'm looking at the Quickset riders and I'm going for Stibar. I'm going to take a point on Stibar. Stibar, you can get as good as 40-1 in places, but the main bookmakers have him down at 25-1. I'm going to take a point on Almeida, who you can get at 33-1 with Bet365. I'm taking half a point on Ballerini, who I can get at 66-1 on 365. And I'm taking half a point on Askreen, who I can get at 80-1 on Unibet. For me, those are the strongest domestiques for Quickstep. Ballerini might surprise you. Obviously, he's a bit of a sprinter. He's a bit of a classics guy. This race has 3,000 metres of climbing in it. That is not ridiculous. It has some crazy steep sections, but for me, Ballerini is one of these riders who could surprise us. So I want to cover Ballerini, not for a sprint, but for the fact that he's just bloody strong and in such good form, he could get up the road and not be seen again. Asgreen, as I mentioned earlier, very strong in Kerner, Brussels Kerner. He could TT away. And then Stibar and Almeida are the kind of two obvious picks. I was very tempted to then take 7 points and put it on Alaphilippe and go all Quickstep. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep my 7 points back and I'm going to wait until in play and I'm going to see how the race evolves and how it develops. Because at this point, as I said, I am having massive difficulty in separating Van der Poel, Van Aert and Alaphilippe. It's just too hard. And sometimes it's okay to put your hands up and say, I just don't know. So, I'm on the quick step, boys. Usually that strategy pays out quite well. Remember, if you like this podcast, please subscribe, please rate it. And it would be lovely if you'd spend a couple of minutes to write a nice little review. And I'll see you on the next one.